Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The King James Version of the Bible has been removed in several Davis School District schools in Utah after it was determined that it contained vulgarity or violence. A petition was made in response to state law that resulted in the removal of many books containing sexual content from school libraries. Fox 13 in Salt Lake City reported that the King James Bible was removed from an estimated 7 or 8 elementary and junior high schools after a district review committee decided to pull the Bible from all non-high schools. The committee found it contained vulgarity and violence. However, a district spokesperson reportedly said that the Bible does not contain sensitive material as defined by the Utah Code, but decided to pull it anyway because it was found to be inappropriate for some ages. In March of 2023, a Utah parent petitioned to have the Bible removed from schools and called it one of the most sex-ridden books around. The parent claimed the historical book included incest, onanism, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, dildos, rape, and even infanticide. You'll no doubt find that the Bible, under Utah Code Annual 7610-1227, has no serious values for minors because it's pornographic by our new definition, the parent said. The King James Bible was then removed from the aforementioned schools upon the subsequent review. A law passed in Utah in 2022 is the source of the controversy, as it sought to ban books that were sensitive to certain age groups. The law says that if a parent has made a formal request, schools must remove books that contain human genitals in a state of sexual stimulation or arousal, acts of human masturbation or sexual intercourse, fondling or other erotic touching of human genitals or pubic region. Republican State Representative Ken Ivory remarked that characterizing removing some books as book banning is really an attempt to simply, you know, hyperbolize what's going on. We're simply clarifying age-appropriate limits. Now, let me ask you a question. I've been reading the Bible since I was a young child, and I understand that it's a historical book, and it includes some things that may seem very violent to people. But it is a historical book. Are we going to ban books about World War II or the Holocaust because they contain some violent imagery or even vulgarity? I doubt it. By the way, when children are exposed to the things that I see on television every single day, I don't think vulgarity in the Bible is going to be an issue for them. But of course, it is an issue for the woke. Here we go again.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.